Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Fortitude First. You know that feeling when you're constantly comparing yourself to others? Like you're on this never-ending race to be enough. Well, today we're tackling a big one. Building unshakable self-acceptance. Because let's face it, in a world obsessed with filters and highlight reels, truly accepting who we are can feel like trying to climb Mount Everest in flip-flops. But here's the good news, it doesn't have to be that hard. Self-acceptance isn't about becoming perfect, it's about embracing our imperfections and recognizing our inherent worth. Think of it as a muscle. The more you work on it, the stronger it gets. So, how do we build this unshakable self-acceptance? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you get there. First up, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, that old saying rings truer than ever. When we constantly compare ourselves to others, we're setting ourselves up for disappointment and dissatisfaction. Everyone has their own unique journey, their own strengths and weaknesses. Focus on your own path, celebrate your victories, and learn from your setbacks. Next, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how you treat a friend who is struggling with something? You probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Now apply that same kindness to yourself. When you make a mistake, don't beat yourself up. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Treat yourself with the same love and compassion you would extend to someone you care about. Thirdly, identify and challenge your negative self-talk. That inner critic can be a real pain in the, well, you get the idea. Pay attention to the things you say to yourself. Are they kind, encouraging, and supportive? Or are they critical, harsh, and judgmental? When those negative thoughts creep in, challenge them. Ask yourself if there's evidence to support them, or if they're just unfounded assumptions. Fourth, focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. What are you good at? What makes you feel confident and capable? Celebrate those strengths and use them to your advantage. When you recognize your own power, it builds self-assurance and helps you accept yourself more fully. And finally, remember that self-acceptance is a journey, not a destination. It's an ongoing process of learning, growing, and becoming more comfortable in our own skin. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when you feel like you're falling back into old patterns. But keep going. Every step you take towards self-acceptance is a victory worth celebrating. Speaking of victories, let me tell you about this time I signed up for a marathon. Okay, maybe not a marathon, but a 5K. And let me tell you, those training runs were brutal. There were days when my legs felt like lead, and all I wanted to do was crawl back into bed. But then I'd remember why I started this journey. To push my boundaries, test my limits, and prove to myself that I could do it. And guess what? I finished the race. Now, I wouldn't call myself a runner by any stretch of the imagination, but crossing that finish line felt incredible. It wasn't about winning, it was about overcoming challenges, pushing past discomfort, and accepting myself even with all my imperfections along the way. And that's what self-acceptance is really all about. Embracing the whole package, flaws and all, and celebrating your unique journey. Remember those 5 key takeaways we talked about. Ditch the comparison game and focus on your own path. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd offer a friend. Challenge those negative self-talk patterns and replace them with positive affirmations. Recognize and celebrate your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Most importantly, remember that self-acceptance is a journey, not a destination. Keep showing up for yourself, keep learning, keep growing, and never stop celebrating the amazing person you already are. So, go out there and be bold, be authentic, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. Share this episode with someone who could use a little reminder about self-acceptance, leave us a review, or hit us up on social media, we'd love to hear your thoughts. Until next time, keep building that fortitude first.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.